traditionally, all across the country, not just in Utah, older voters make up the largest block. It's people who are reliable voters and vote often. And certainly, they have definite issues they're very concerned with, like Social Security and Medicare. And by this time in their life, they have a probably pretty clear party affiliation.
But with voter ID laws, seniors may be one of the groups most disadvantaged in this election, says Laura Polachek of the Utah AARP. Utah's voter ID law requires the individual to bring a form of identification that bears the name and photograph of the voter, or two forms of identification that bear the name of the voter and provide evidence of the voter's residence.
People who live in a nursing home don't have a utility bill. They might not have a driver's license because they don't drive anymore. So it's much more difficult for them to have these forms of identification. We think it's a solution to a problem that's non-existent, and the downside of perhaps intimidating people from voting is really not something that we should be supporting in our country. It's against what I think is our American system and a democracy, encouraging people to vote.
According to a survey put out by the U.S. Census Bureau, 18% of Americans 65 and older don't have a form of valid ID. Professor Kim Chambliss with the Hinckley Institute of Politics also thinks the law is unnecessary because there have been no documented cases of voter fraud in Utah.
There has been, the effort on the part of some politicians to suppress voter turnout rather than expand voter turnout by putting pressure upon students, the elderly, those who are disabled, maybe newly enfranchised immigrants. And this has been an effort in a number of states in the last 2 years. What we should be doing, ideally, is emphasizing inclusion rather than exclusion. We should be encouraging all citizens age 18 and older to do the minimum of good citizenship, and that is to register and to vote. And we should have laws that encourage every qualified voter to participate and put the emphasis upon citizenship and participation rather than threatening or casting aspersions upon individuals who want to vote but are intimidated or forgetful or young or in transition in their lives.
You can help increase voter participation by reminding seniors around you to bring identification to the polls with them. Learn more about what types of ID are acceptable at voteutah.gov. I'm Story Powell, reporting for Utah Public Radio.